Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. With me today in studio, I have the man of the hour, the tower of power, too sweet to be sour, Robbie Dillmore. Robbie, welcome to the Man Up Show.
I need to dust myself off after that. I'm feeling a bit dusty.
Well, you know, he's gone on to heaven to be with Jesus, and so we need somebody to replace the American Dream, baby, Tower of Power, one half of the Thupa Power of Robbie Yeel.
I'm getting it. I'm with you.
I figured you'd pick right up on that. You know, you've learned a lot about wrestling since we have built this relationship with each other.
I was a complete greenhorn. I mean, a complete greenhorn. Didn't know the very first thing, but I'm almost shocked at my understanding and having a chance to listen to all these shows. Nobody knows the treat that I get as I get to hear this from so many different angles of both the fans and fellow wrestlers and all that has gone into this. And really the miraculous thing for me is what God has done with hearts.
Yeah.
With it. Right, yeah. That really, really turned some people into amazing disciples.
Yeah, because when I first came to Truth Radio Network, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't know the difference between a crowbar and an armbar. Would that be accurate?
That's completely 100% accurate.
What's a body slam? What's a suplex? What is that? Is that something? Is that like souffle? Is that something you make? No, it's not. But anyway, because you get to sit in, and people don't know this, but you get to sit in as virtually on each and every interview, recording, and of course you are the master of the control board here, and help out with that. But so you've got to meet a lot of wrestlers, a lot of the guys coming in the studio,
right? And a lot of the folks that impacted your life early on, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people you do ministry with, and so I just get a chance to see, you know, what Man Up is really. It is about and how God's used it.
Yeah. Well, and you're constantly blessing me by, you know, when we wrap up an interview or something to say, wow, that was a fascinating story, or I'd never even heard of that person, but oh my gosh, what an impact that person has made.
Oh man.
Around the world and never even knew that person existed, right? And that's part of what I hope to do each and every week for you, the listener out there. You listen to the Man Up, whether it's the radio show on Truth Network or the podcast, you know, as it goes around the world, is to bring inspiring, encouraging, uplifting, sometimes some very emotional interviews to the show.
oh man, you know, there's a line in 119 Psalm that says, my soul keeps thy testimonies because they're the rejoicing of my heart. And so when you hear these stories on the Man Up Show constantly, mm-hmm. I mean, those stories come up to me time and time again, because your heart just hangs on to a story where God showed up big time. Mm-hmm. And we hear that week in, week out on this show. We really mm-hmm. do.
Well, I want to talk about the 119th Psalm in just a moment, but before we get there,
okay,
let's talk about what else Robbie Dillmore does besides, you know, working these soundboards and computers and all of that. You're here at Truth Radio. You've been a part of Truth Network for many, many years. Of course, you have some shows of your own. Tell our listeners about that, because I know they'll want to tune in and listen.
Okay. Well, I've been doing it. I've been around here for 17 years, but before that, I was one of Stu Efferson's best friends, and we had done a lot of things together. But I started the Christian Car Guy Show in 2006, and then shortly thereafter came on full-time at the Truth Network, and Stu wanted me to do a show that was more broad-based than the Christian Car Guy, where I had guests like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came up with this. He liked the idea that hobbies rhymes with Robbie, so he came up with Robbie's Hobbies. And so that show was kicked off the following year later, because nobody would come on the show because they thought I was talking about their hobby. We changed it to Kingdom Pursuits.
Okay.
So we could get, you know, some ministry people wouldn't go, what in the heck am I? I've got a hobby, you know. And so that was Kingdom Pursuits was the second. And those were both live shows. They're on to this day on Saturdays. You know, they start about 10 o'clock and then about the time your show comes on, but 12 o'clock before 12:30 when, you know, it's time to man up.
Yeah.
And then a lot of other folks I got involved with, you know, in helping produce like I do with you. And so
Masculine Journey being one, right?
Journey is, it actually comes on at 12.
Okay.
And so I'm one of the co-hosts of that. I co-host a spectacular show called Lantern Rescue, which is this team of, like, I would call them Navy SEALs and Green Berets that go around the world, Christian, many of them pastors, et cetera, and they're rescuing people out of sex trafficking. They're right this very minute in the Ukraine, on the front lines, helping people get out of the country without getting involved in sex trafficking and all sorts of ways of protecting them.
Right.
And all around the world, and that is a phenomenal show. It's called Lantern Rescue.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards, Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Yep. And then I'm also doing a financial show called, I co-host it, Finishing Well. And we do that. Mm-hmm. And if I sit here and think about it, there's a lot about it. Well, the reason I am over the podcast network at Truth Network, so I help everybody with their podcast.
Yep.
And then I also do the syndication for shows that's how I got involved with you, was to help get your show syndicated and podcast and those kind of things. So I get to see a lot of cool ministry. I really do.
Yeah, you get to experience a lot of great. I mean, we could do 10 shows just on the things you just listed just now. And by the way, I've met some of them dudes over at Atlanta Rescue, men and women who I wouldn't get in a ring with. Let's just say that. I mean, they are top notch retired military. I mean, the elites is how I would classify them. The elites of the elites. I mean, the ones who can go in behind enemy lines and you never even knew they were there. And as you said,
they're going into Afghanistan right this minute. This very minute.
Right.
And they're getting people out, the last Jews, et cetera. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so yeah, they've got a pretty amazing ministry. And of course, all these different shows you just named off, let's just say there's some people who are not in listening view, earshot of a radio station currently for Truth Radio. I know, and by the way, side note, Stu Epperson, for those who don't know, founder, visionary for Truth Radio Network that Robbie's referring to, has very aggressive plans to expand Truth Radio Network. And for those who maybe aren't in Charlotte, North Carolina, or Greensboro, Raleigh, or Richmond, Virginia, they can just download the Truth Network app on their phone, right, and hear all these shows and podcasts and everything, correct?
Right, lots of different ways that all the different networks that we have stream live on the app. So if you get the app, you can listen to whatever's going on the radio of any of those markets that it's in. You can listen to the live feed, but then also all the shows have podcasts, which you can see on demand. And so, you know, listen to whatever show you like on demand. Or if you want to binge man up, you know, like you really want some fun, you're going on a long trip.
Yep.
And you just want to listen to, you know, 10 episodes. I got to tell you, you'll come away with that blessed. You can, you know, do that right there on the podcast for, you know, there at the Truth Network site.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, binge Jesus first and then binge the Man Up Show second, okay? But thank you for that. But binge nevertheless. Go ahead, a couple good things to binge there. Tell us about your family, Robbie.
Oh, really? I'm so blessed. I've been married 33 years to my wife, Tammy.
Congratulations.
I have three children and a stepson who's named Leslie, who is actually, he's in his 40s now, and he lives in Florida. My oldest son that was in with my marriage with Tammy is Robbie the third, and he is the sales manager at Terry Labonte Chevrolet. My daughter Tess is a nurse in the operating room at Baptist Hospital here. In fact, just saw her a few minutes ago. My youngest daughter is a school teacher in the inner city of, in a Christian school in Birmingham, Alabama, just graduated from Samford University.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I had to throw that in.
Should do that. Yeah.
All my Tide fans out there, my pastor and many others.
That's my family. And then I get to take part in a lot of different other things. I teach special needs Sunday school at Calvary Baptist Church, where I have for over 20 years. And then I also preach all over the place like you do. God gives me lots of opportunities to do that. And so I got a lot of neat stuff I get to do. I do a devotion every week at a retirement home. I do that on Thursdays. So every Thursday morning, Nikita can't come in and record because I'm getting to do my thing with them.
Yeah. Well, you're doing some amazing things, which part of the reason I wanted to have you on the show and just let people know what all Robbie Dillmore does and what he's up to. And so just grateful for you and just always encouraging anytime I get to spend with you. And I do want to talk today, too, because one of the other things you do, which I attended, was a boot camp. You didn't even mention your boot camp, but you have a boot camp. How often a year do you do the boot camp?
Same as man camp. We do it twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall.
Okay.
We do these boot camps, and now with this great idea that we had from the Man Up conferences that you gave us, we're doing something called Entrenchment Camp, which is shorter week, you know, just a Saturday kind of thing to indoctrinate people into the same thing. But the boot camps aren't quite as long as man camp. We start on a Thursday night and end Sunday about lunch.
Yeah. So the other one is just I call it an introduction. Like I'll do 15 to 20 of the Man Up conferences throughout the year and in local churches and communities. They bring me in on a Saturday and do that, preach on Sunday. I call it the appetizer. They just get a taste of what the camp is like. And so you guys have implemented that now. And then the boot camp, which I was very blessed to attend the boot camp, I believe last year. Time flies.
Yeah, last fall.
Yeah. And then you also came and were a part of Man Camp. And can you tell our listeners out there, maybe one, the men who are listening and even the ladies that listen to the Man Up Show, you know, perhaps your experience at camp being a seasoned man of God. It is how I look at you. You've been walking with the Lord for many, many years. But yet you made a decision to come to camp. First of all, you know, why did you do that? I mean, it's not like you're a babe in Christ or a spring chicken. I mean, you know, no disrespect there. But what prompted you to go to camp?
The invitation was, you know, come take 7 days and chase after the heart of God.
5 days. 5 days. We don't want to throw too many people off.
It's five. Yeah. It was 5 days. That's right. It just seemed like seven. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on.
No, it was. Well, the reason I say that is because the part of the delight of that camp was to take literally most of a week.
You essentially do take a week off from work.
And a week that you're chasing after the heart of God. And that was the deal. Like, okay, God, you know, have fun. To go away to a camp, you know, where I knew that it was going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a sense of that this was going to be something I could learn a lot about. And it was just like an opportunity to really just me and you and not be pressured, you know, by a bunch of people who had some expectations on me. Right. Like I've got to speak or I've got to do this. In other words, this is just me and you, God. And obviously glean from other people's ministries. And oh, did I glean? Like there's some stuff that you get at Man Camp. I don't know where else you'd ever get it. Mm. I really do not know where you would get it. But I can tell you that it has affected me in the ways that you talk about. It's disciplines spiritually, disciplines physically, and disciplines emotionally, and even financially.
Right.
So as a result, and I mean this in complete sincerity, I probably weigh 20 pounds less than I did a year ago right now.
Okay.
And my blood sugar is like way under control compared to where it was when I came. You know, I'd let myself go in a lot of different ways.
Right.
But you get some ideas to do that. I learned some stuff. You know, I do a financial show every week.
Right.
But oh my gosh, the financial bit that we got at the end, I implemented two or three things from that have made a real impact. You know, here we are, you know, whatever it is, 15 months later.
Right.
And those seeds that I started to plant there are still bearing fruit.
Mm.
And then I cannot tell you, you know, I'm trying to remember the name of the pastor that does those, you know, taste and see the Lord's good. Oh my gosh. I cannot tell you how many people have been impacted by me sharing, you need to be needy out loud.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. And so for those listening out there, men and women alike, so just to thank you, Robbie, because lasting fruit is what comes to mind. You're saying, here we are 15 plus months later, and I'm still implementing many of the things, or I've seen fruit bearing fruit from all the things I learned at camp. Because, you know, as Lex Luger and I were given the vision, if you recognize that name, the Total Package Lex Luger, just with him recently, had dinner with him in Atlanta, Hotlanta, as I call it, because it's hot there. But all that said, our vision, our focus is you come, starts on a Sunday afternoon. We wrap up at noon on Friday, send you back home with your family Friday night, get to process many things over the weekend that you are empowered with and equipped at the camp. We do it in Royston, Georgia, a 100-acre piece of property there. And we want to emphasize, as you mentioned, Robbie, being spiritually healthy, emotionally, mentally, physically healthy, and then a little bonus, you know, it's important to be financially healthy, right? And so it's exciting for me to hear two things. One, how you were impacted, again, and I'm not saying this lightly, a seasoned Christ follower, but yet you were impacted by, still hungry, still thirsty, and impacted by the camp, and have implemented a number of the things you learned there. And so, you know, for those of you out there listening today, you know, koloff.net, if you go to that website, koloff.net, you can click the link for Man Camp. And oh, by the way, you can click the link for the podcast as well. If you happen to miss the radio show, you can click the link there and catch all of the episodes, as Robbie said, and binge. No, that's exciting for me. It really is to hear that. It's encouraging as well. And I know Lex is always encouraged to hear these stories, how men come. And
oh, and he does some talks that they just grab you.
His teachings, some of his teachings. And, of course, got a phenomenal staff that the Lord has brought together there.
Yeah I would call them warriors.
Yeah.
A really cool passage in the Song of Solomon in the third chapter. It says, 70 men.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. Have you registered for the Morningstar Men's Conference in August? Not yet? What are you waiting for? We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including NBA All-Star Al Wood, WWE Superstar Lex Luger, General Jerry Boykin, David and Jason Benham, the Benham Brothers, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton, Chris Reed, and of course, Dr. Rick Joyner, and yours truly. Get registered today. What are you waiting for? Go to mstarevents.com. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to morningstartv.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Right. They're guarding Solomon's bed. And I don't know if you ever thought about what Solomon's bed is, but it's literally the church. That's where that's where your heart is. It's where you meet with Jesus, and that is the church, okay? When you guys come together, and so there's 60 score valiant men of Israel, and by Israel meaning they wrestle with God, and they're trained and experts in war. I'm quoting the actual verses there. Wow. They're trained and experts in war, spiritual war. This is, they got their sword in their hand. Well, what's that sword? It's the word of God. Well, that staff at man camp, these are trained experts in war, in spiritual war, with the word of God, and they got their sword is attached to their side, which means their flank. So the reason they're experts in war is they have your back, man. And so when you're, and believe me, I needed my back. I didn't know how bad I needed my back when I was at man camp, but I had a little struggle with coffee, okay?
I heard from my staff.
So I had a little struggle with coffee.
Bit of an addiction there, but like, could we say? But anyway, go ahead.
So, you know, and I showed my rear end pretty good, but they had my rear end.
Yeah.
In other words, they loved me even when I was being a rear end. They had my flank. I mean, literally.
Right.
And that's what that means. And they got their sword attached to their side. They're experts in this. Mm-hmm. They've seen it. And they're more interested in Jesus meets with you in your heart. So these men are after your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this doesn't happen in a vacuum at all. I know, because I know of where this came from, all the prayer.
Yeah.
All the discipline, all the men that God brought together to create these camps, and they do not. This will be a week of lasting fruit that gets you and God.
Yeah, amen. Well, and whether it's a boot camp or man camp, you're out there listening, consider coming to one of these camps or some other camp. But it's so important to draw away. He says in James 4:7, draw close to me and I will draw close to you. And that's essentially, in a nutshell, the concept. If you're a lady listening out there, a wife listening out there, a mom listening out there, just encourage your husband, encourage your son, encourage your dad, encourage your brother, encourage a man to come.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of geezers out there. I was 65 at that point in time, walking away. But wow. I am so glad that I did.
Well, and I'm glad you did too, and glad you were blessed by that. And speaking of, we made a reference to Man Up Conference. We got a really special one to transition just here for our last few minutes. We've got a special Man Up Conference over in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Write these dates down, August 25th to the 27th. August 25th to the 27th in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Heritage International Ministries is hosting this special Man Up Conference. Starts on a Thursday night, ends on a Saturday night. But man, we got a lineup there. The Total Package Lex Luger will be there speaking. The Benham Brothers, David and Jason Benham. I mean, entrepreneurs extraordinaire. Christian men of God that will be teaching on business and family. Al Wood, who was a star at UNC and then starred in the NBA, will be speaking and addressing the crowd. And men of all ages, I'm encouraging. I'm believing
General,
for
General Boykin, right?
General Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin of Black Hawk Down movie fame. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, Frank Shelton, world known evangelist from Maryland, Dr. Rick Joyner, Pastor Chris Reed. an incredible lineup of speakers. I'll be there kind of hosting the whole thing.
And this thing's live, man. These people aren't via broadcast, right? They're going to be
They're live.
They're right there where you can hear.
Living Color. We're going to have a social night after one night. We're going to have a movie night, man, where we just like a guy's thing. I mean, with popcorn, candy, soft drinks, like for real. We're going to have a movie night one night at the end of services. But write that date down. And again, write this down. mstarevents.com. That's M as in Mary, mstarevents.com. There's VIP seating, general, group discount of 10 or more, a day pass in case you're like, I can't make the couple days, I can make one. Well, then go get your day pass, mstarevents.com. And I'm hoping, hadn't got the final word yet, I'm hoping you're going to be, all these shows you mentioned are at the top of our show, that you're going to be there, hopefully, doing a live radio remote, maybe getting some of the attendees on your shows.
Right, that's what we're hoping to be. Christian Carguy Live and Kingdom Pursuits. We're trying to make the final arrangements on that. But that is my prayer because, boy, would I love to be there. Because I've been around some of them guys.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, incredible guys not only to have on the show, but even just to hang out with and rub elbows with.
Just be in the same space because, when they show up, Jesus is right there with them.
absolutely. And of course, hopefully then I would be doing the Man Up show live from there. So we're hoping that and just exposing people to Truth Radio Network and just what all Truth Radio, the impact Truth Radio is having on our planet. And so, I want to encourage you again, bring your sons. Like you can bring 8, 9, 10-year-old sons. I'm telling you, they will be impacted. You might think, well, I don't know, they'll understand what the speaker's talking about. Well, but how about being around a bunch of godly men or guys who are there hungry for more of God? There's actually a hotel right on site, so people can literally stay right on site. We're going to have food trucks. Cafes are going to be open. I mean, it's all right there. And it's going to be, I believe, an epic weekend. This is the first time Heritage International has ever done solely a men's conference. So I'm super excited about it, Robbie.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about the single moms out there who know, man, I just want my son to be around, a Christian masculinity, right?
Yes.
A Christian masculinity, understand,
in today's world, yes. Yes.
And so, you could email me, you could email Nikita and say, how can I make this happen that my son can make it? However that works.
Yes.
We would love to figure out a way to make that happen.
And that's a great point. I want to emphasize for both things we're talking about today, and I know even your boot camp. So whether it's the boot camp, man camp, the Man Up Conference, let me just say this for the record. Do not let money be an issue for why you cannot attend. Koloff.net, email me. Say, hey, I'd love to come. Can I get some kind of scholarship to the man camp? In fact, I'm honoring now, Robbie, I'm honoring first responders as well as a military with scholarships for the man camp.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, I felt impressed to do that and giving them a 50% scholarship for the camp. And so go to Koloff.net and learn more about all this, about the Man Up show, the man camp, the Man Up conference. You're going to, if you did make a decision to attend, man, you're going to be blessed. Hey, in our last minute or two here, Robbie, at the top of the show, I mentioned Psalm 119. God prompted you to speak to someone or just to memorize Psalm 119. Hey, if you're not familiar with that, longest chapter in the Bible. But tell us that experience in our last minute here and any last words of encouragement or challenges you'd have for men.
Yeah, it kind of blew me away. There's a story behind all that would take a while, but as he put that on my heart, it's at the time 65 years old, like my memory isn't, but it was like, there you go. But what we don't realize as we begin to take that word into our heart is the gold that he is literally spinning around your world as you begin to do that. And the Holy Spirit is the secret. Okay. Because when I go to recite that, which I do now every day in my prayers, like how fun. And the Holy Spirit always gives me, it's like, oh yeah, here he comes. If you listen, he's giving you the next line. I never would have dreamed, but I think I started in July and I finished it in February that I got to the point that I could recite it all from memory. And it has been an excursion that I would not trade for all the world, nor any of the other scripture that the Lord's blessed me to memorize. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on the Song of Solomon. I'm in the third chapter and verse 8. And again, just to have that kind of word in your heart really helps you on a masculine journey, I'm going
to
tell you.
Yeah. Why should men come to the conference, the boot camp, man camp conference? Why would they want to attend?
It is the church, right? Mm. And the church, that's, you know, Jesus is going to come in there and help you get your chance at being in his bodyguard, right? Mm. He has that for you. He wants you to be one of those 60 valiant men of Israel that wrestle with God. And that's really the word.
Robbie Dillmore, Truth Radio Network, Man Camp, Boot Camp, Man Up Show, Koloff.net. Go check it out. I hope to see you at the conference August 25th to 27th at Fort Mill, South Carolina, mstarevents.com. Go get registered today. Let us know if you need some financial help as well. Appreciate you tuning in each and every week here as we bring you inspiring stories like this man of God sitting across from me today. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Till next time.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
This is the Truth Network.